Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien returning your call. How may I assist you?
What's the name of your company?
We are a third-party call center that services hundreds of merchants and thousands of products for their customer service lines. Can I please get your first and last name?
Susan Sigler. And there's been a charge on my debit card from a company called hold on a second. Amazing Tech Store. I've never heard of them in my life. I've never ordered anything from them, and they charged on my account $67.32.
Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
I don't know what I should give out.
Can I get you to confirm your...
My address is 3001 50th Avenue in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Thank you. I see that a order was placed for a tactical bag via a survey for $5.74. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it was a gift to get you to enroll into the discount membership club, where you have a chance to win
No.
items monthly. People do win those items, but it is not guaranteed. So they issued a $199 voucher sent over to your email that you can use for their online shopping store.
No. I did not accept that. I did not choose that.
On the 27th of November, do you recall filling a survey to receive a backpack?
Sounds familiar.
It was stated within the terms of agreements that that would enroll you into the discount membership club. I'm going to go ahead and cancel this, so you're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us.
I want the $67 put back on my card.
I can offer you a 35% refund.
I did not agree to anything.
You wouldn't have been able to place your order without agreeing to the terms and conditions. I can offer you a 35% refund as a courtesy, for this was a valid charge stated within terms of agreements.
Furthermore, this was from Walgreens or something.
Yes, ma'am, we are not associated with Walgreens, but we do have advertisements through Walgreens. The best I can do is offer you a 50% refund as a courtesy, for this was a valid charge.
Now, I want the full amount put back on my account.
The best I can do is offer you a 50% refund, for this was a valid charge.
I'm sure y'all have done this to thousands of people. And there was nothing stated about it. I did not accept it.
It was stated within the terms of agreements. You wouldn't have been able to place your order without agreeing to the terms and conditions. I can offer you the website where the order was placed so you can review those terms and agreements. I can offer you a 50% refund.
Okay, well, if that's the best y'all can do, there were no terms of agreement that I agreed to.
I'll be refunding you $33.66. You'll be receiving that refund within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
Even if I file a dispute with my bank?
I'll be issuing you a full refund. You'll be receiving that refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, I expect it to be on there.
Yes, ma'am. You will be receiving that refund within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
A full refund?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's going to be a dispute and a suit against y'all.
If you file a dispute, you will not be able to receive your refund. You will be receiving your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
All right. I'll look for it in 3 days.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.